1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11 to 21. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest to God, and I hope that we are made manifest also in your consciences. We are not again commending ourselves to you, but are giving you an occasion to be proud of us, so that you will have an answer for those who take pride in appearance and not in heart. For we are beside ourselves. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are of sound mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf. Therefore, from now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him in this way no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making an appeal through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. On this outset of a brand new year, I am always pressured, I feel, within to resoundingly ring the bell for how that we might push forward together in gospel ministry, and that we ourselves might be people absolutely, resolutely committed to the gospel of Christ working within our own hearts. That it not be just something that goes out from us, but that it be something that so permeate every part of us. And I bring you here to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, where Paul rings the bell loud and clear as he appeals to his brethren in Corinth, a wicked city, a viciously wicked place, but out of which God was pleased to call a people for himself. I have a deep conviction, shared many times, that Paul spent more time in Corinth because he believed that if the gospel could be demonstrated to have taken root in such a climate and a church emerge, that it could take root and it could emerge in any city, and that this was a litmus test. It was a test that Paul was keenly eager that it would succeed. And so he pours himself into these people, rebellious, stiff-necked, thick-skinned, sinful to the very core, but he continues to plead with them, be reconciled to God, because other lives depend upon how you live. Now, whenever I read this latter half of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I'm reminded of Liberia, the country in West Africa in which Charlene and I lived for a little more than a year's time. There are two things that especially remind me of that. In verse 14, Paul writes here, "The love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all." The love of Christ controls us. In the land of Liberia, there is a motto: the love of liberty brought us here. You see, though there were people living in that part of Africa, West Africa, there were slaves, freed slaves from America, who returned back in order to plant themselves there and to establish a new country, carrying the name of Liberty, carrying the name of President Monroe for the capital to be so named Monrovia. And the theme was the love of liberty. The liberty which they had not enjoyed in the United States, the love of liberty made us cross back across the Atlantic that we might be a part of founding a new nation, to be the oldest independent nation on the continent of Africa. The love of liberty brought us here. Paul says, the love of Christ is what brings us to you. It was the love of Christ that compelled Paul to leave Antioch with companions to minister wherever the Spirit directed them. So it is with us. Whatever other motivation might get mixed in, the love of Christ that so permeated Paul must also be a part of us to the very core of our being. Otherwise, our gospel, which is a gospel filled with love, will be shown to be hollow. But also in verse 20 and 21, as Charlene and I lived in that capital city of Monrovia, there were numerous embassies there. I had never lived in Ottawa, I had never lived in Washington or in any other city where there was such a presence of ambassadors. And you would see them coming and going. They would have their fancy cars, and some of them would have escorts mixed in along with their fancy cars and their flags to indicate who they were. Ambassadors. When I was a kid, our youth program at the church I attended was called Christ's Ambassadors. And the motto was Christ for all and all for Christ. CAs was the short version of that. But ambassador is someone who does not set policy. An ambassador is someone who simply carries the message on behalf of a higher power. They are not the higher power themselves. And so Paul, picking up on this, he says, we are ambassadors for Christ. Christ has given us a message. He has entrusted us with the gospel, and we are to faithfully share that with others. Paul had come and shared that faithfully with those in Corinth. And now he says, this is what is laid upon you, that you in turn take the message to others. We are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making an appeal through us. Once again, there is the picture of an ambassador, someone who pleads, someone who speaks, not on their own behalf or on behalf of their own ideas, but on behalf of someone who has entrusted them with that responsibility. And for us, God is speaking through our mouths. He is showing love through our hands. He is speaking to the world through the resources which He has entrusted to us and how we use them. God is making an appeal through us. And Paul says, I beg you, and we beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled, be in a right relationship with God. We began with verse 11, and Paul says, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade men. Once again, that is an ambassador's task, to bring forth the message and to be a persuasive influence. And he says, we are made manifest to God, and I hope that we are made manifest to you also. whatever opportunities the Lord grants us in this year, let it be for us that we are in a right relationship with God, that we ourselves have settled any outstanding matters, that we are reconciled with Him, and that in turn we persuade, that we not be touting the party or the line of this world, but that we persuade men and women, wherever we find them, of the truth of God's word, and that we beg them, we earnestly entreat them, knowing that God has provided a way of salvation that they might know His everlasting peace. Would you bow with me in prayer? Lord, we come to Your word and we hear this clarion call, be reconciled to God. And this is what I would want to send forth at this outset of the new year. Be reconciled to God. Whatever 2016 or 15 or 14 or 13 or 12 or 11 or whatever in the past has taken place, know that God the Father sent His Son into the world to be a reconciliation, to tear down that old wall of enmity, to break down the to take apart that fracture, and to build something beautiful. Lord, I pray that You would do such a work of reconciling men to Yourself. And even as You have entrusted such heavy responsibility to us, may we faithfully, in every opportunity, send forth the word that God is prepared to forgive all who come through Jesus Christ by way of that small wicket gate to come by way of the cross. Lord, I pray that this would be our task, our goal, our purpose, and that love would so fill our hearts, love would so permeate every part of us that it would not seem as a heavy task, that it would not seem in any way onerous, but that we, out of love for You and love for those for whom You died, that we would expend ourselves and give ourselves to this task. So, Lord, work in us and through us, and in all of it be honored, praised, and glorified, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.